The WHO has temporarily suspended its trials of hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug researchers have been testing for the treatment of COVID-19, after recent studies showed the drug was at best ineffective and at worst increased the risk of adverse consequences and death. Among the concerning reports was one published Friday in the medical journal The Lancet that concluded that patients getting hydroxychloroquine were dying at higher rates than other COVID-19 patients. Jason Beaubien is NPR's global health and development correspondent. Jason, tell us a little more about the World Health Organization's decision. What are they saying?
So to be clear, the WHO didn't say that they're seeing problems in their own trials with hydroxychloroquine. However, there's been enough of these other published reports that they're pausing their studies to have a look at what's going on in these studies that they're doing. This Lancet article, patients, were far more likely to die if they were given hydroxychloroquine than the control group. The mortality rate was about 9% in the control group, and it was twice that. It was between 18 and 24% in patients that got hydroxychloroquine in some form. Now, this Lancet report, it was from an observational study. So it was not a randomly controlled study like what the WHO is doing, which is sort of the scientific gold standard. So it was asking doctors at hospitals around the world, what are your results? It wasn't clear that all the conditions were exactly the same. It may have been that some of these doctors were throwing hydroxychloroquine at their sicker patients, patients who might have been less likely to survive, and that's why the mortality rates are higher. But this does underscore how important it is to get some randomized controlled clinical trials if this is going to continue to be used.
Yeah, we should note that this is the drug that President Trump has touted, but also said he was taking as a preventative for COVID-19. You're talking about treatments, but there's no studies showing how it might work as a preventive.
Correct. You know, all the studies that we are talking about are in terms of using this drug to treat patients who are already sick, actually patients who mostly are severely ill with COVID-19. None of these studies that we're talking about are about using hydroxychloroquine as a prophylactic to prevent infection, as the president has been saying he's been doing.
Yeah. So the suspended WHO research effort is something called the Solidarity Trial. Is there a possibility they will reinstate it? And, you know, just tell us a little more about that.
So, yeah, there is the possibility that they'll reinstate it. They said they're going to do this review, come back in about a week after they've gotten a chance to dig into the data. But this Solidarity Trial is fairly interesting. I mean, the WHO is, rather than trying to run a trial, say, at the University of California at San Francisco, where you want to try to get a certain number of patients in and then test them on with something, what the WHO has done is they've set up these protocols that can be done by doctors, a single doctor in India or a whole hospital in the Philippines, and they all are working under this one protocol. And then they can pool all of that data together. So, rather than a trial where you might not even get enough patients in your doors to test something, they can get 1,000 patients, 10,000 patients together this way and hopefully get significant results faster. So that's what the WHO is trying to do with these solidarity trials. They hope to be able to get hydroxychloroquine back on track if they feel that it is safe. But that's what they're doing, reviewing that right at the moment.
Yeah. NPR's Jason Beaubien. He's been covering the WHO's decision to suspend its hydroxychloroquine trial after research and studies from others. Jason, thanks so much.
You're welcome.